Amen. Say it one more time. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. As we consider carrying out the will of God. Amen. God in heaven does not rule from a two-seated throne. Amen. Amen. And why should there be two seats when the reality is that there is really only one ruler of this world? There's really only one maker, one creator. Amen. And as we think about that, amen, it should let us know that on earth, that earth should be a place where God's will come to pass. Earth should be a place where we carry out God's orders. Earth should be a place where we carry out the will of God. And the aim of our sermon is for us to go along with God's plans. To go along with God's plans. Amen. That's what the goal, the aim, the purpose, I could say, of the message. When I think about man's will, I realize that the soul, because we have a soul, we have a will. And the Bible tells us that the soul is that faculty that we have by which we can make decisions. We can make choices. The soul, man's soul. We can freely choose, or we can refuse. We have a will. God does not make us do anything. But we're not talking about man's will. We're talking about God's will. And when we talk about God's will, what we are talking about is a divine will. We're talking about a perfect will, not a permissive will. God's will is that which is perfect. It is divine. Amen. And God's will is revealed in God's word. So if you want to do God's will, you first must know God's word. And whenever wills are not fulfilled, then trouble, you can expect some trouble. Amen. When you think about people, we find out that if people are unfulfilled, when needs are unmet physically, then the human can get out of God's will. I think about the graveyard. Often it's filled with unfulfilled wills. Persons who did not carry out God's will, they died with potential in the grave. They did not carry it out. They did not fulfill their purpose, the purpose that God had outlined, had designed for them to be, for their life to be. I think about not only people and purpose, but prophecy. And that could be even worse, because we know that God, we believe God. If prophecies are not fulfilled, then we become doubting Thomases. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. God's trustworthiness, his credibility is at stake when we don't. Amen. When there is not fulfillment in prophecy. And that's what we really have. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. It is that Advent season when Jesus came. One of the Advents or the comings of Jesus. We see that Jesus is coming. And the good thing about Jesus, amen, is when we think about him coming, we know that he came to fulfill prophecy. Amen. Amen. Zechariah had already told God's people in Zechariah 9:9, "Behold, thy king cometh." Amen. He's coming. He's coming meek. He's coming lowly. And he's coming. His coming is just. Amen. His coming, he's coming on the back of a donkey. Look for it. Wait for it. He's going to come in the city on a donkey that never man sat. Amen. Never been horse trained. Never been taught. Amen. Amen. Never been broken so nobody can ride him. But the one that made him is going to jump on his back, and he's not going to even buck. He's going to come right on into the city. Zechariah closed his book, closed his eyes, and then that first Palm Sunday, here comes Jesus. Prophecy fulfilled. Waving palm leaves, knowing that this would be the fulfilled prophecy of their Messiah, the one who would come and deliver them. Amen. Not from Rome, but from sin. And we may come back to that if we get through. But they were expecting a Messiah. They were expecting a deliverer. Someone to defeat the Romans and set them free as a people, as a nation. And they would once again have a king, King Jesus. The Messiah would be the king, a coming king. They were waiting on a coming king. They were expecting a king to come. They were looking in tiptoe anticipation for him to come into the city of Jerusalem. And this morning we see where he makes his descent, as he has now told his disciples, two of them, to go over and to get a donkey over in the city. And if anybody asks you why you're getting them, tell them, amen, the one that made them said send him. I could say it that way. I mean, God didn't really have to ask us for anything, because he made everything. Why does he have to ask you to borrow a mule that he made? The earth is the Lord's, in the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Oh, it's a lot. The truth of the matter is that we belong to God, and everything belongs to God. And Jesus here is showing concern for God's will. He is saying that I'm concerned about bringing God's will to pass. And that is what he does. And as we look at this, what we find out is that he is concerned about, not about people, amen, amen, but he's concerned about God's will. And the Bible says, the psalmist said so long ago, "Lord, I delight." Do you delight to do the Lord's will? Amen. There is a will that is supposed to be run in this world, in case you didn't know it. We are here and we're to be carrying out his will. And the psalmist said, I'm glad to do it. Thy law is within. It's not in my head, it's in my heart. And how many of you know, if you're in love in your heart, if you get something in the heart, you're in for the long haul, amen? Anything I can talk you into, I can talk you out of it. But if it gets in my heart, I'm in love with the Lord. And when it's in the heart, we were going to talk about Paul this morning, but Sister MacBrad reminded me that this is really about Palm Sunday. So we're going to come back to Paul. But Paul got changed in the heart. Amen. Like Paul coming out in this sermon anyway. The truth is that I delight to do thy will, O God. Isn't that what a prayer is all about? The Bible tells us in the prayer that you've been praying since you've been born a baby, thy kingdom come, the will of God. Amen. He wants it done in earth, just like it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. And Jesus made it plain that not everybody talking about heaven is going. Have I got a witness? Jesus said, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But notice what he says. But he that doeth the will. Do you know what the will of the Lord is? It's very important. It's all important that you and I be doing the will. Not everyone saying, Lord, Lord, calling Jesus Lord is their Lord. The only people who are really God's people are the one that's doing what he says, not one that's calling his name. This is not to be nominal, in name only. The Bible says in Matthew 12:50, he says that whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Yes, sir. Amen. They had asked Jesus, Jesus, your mother and your brother are outside calling you. And Jesus says, who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my Father. You see, God's will in heaven is supposed to be carried out down here on earth. They that do the will of my Father in heaven. And when I think about the fact that David came and David served, the Bible said that David served his generation. After he served, and you ought to serve your generation. Amen. Amen. Oftentimes you start to reach the next generation, but reach your generation. And that's what David did. But notice how he did it. It says after David died, he served his generation by the will of God. And he fell asleep and went on to glory. But he served it a certain way. Church, we're supposed to be living a certain way. We're supposed to be living a certain way. And all of those who name the name of Christ will be carrying out his will. Are you carrying out the will of God? When God got a hold of Paul, you know what? He gave his testimony three times. He gave it in Acts 9, chapter 22, and he gave it in chapter 26. But when he was talking to that multitude in chapter 22, verse 14, the Bible says that he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou should do what? Know his will. And that you would see Jesus. He was an apostle born out of due season. And that thou should hear the voice of his mouth. God called Paul, and it was all about what it was all about. He says that God has chosen thee, and that thou shalt know his will. Because you can't do anything that you don't know. And that's why, amen. Do you want to live in the will of Almighty God? He has chosen it for you to know. It's not them that just says, but to know the will of God. Amen. And the Bible says they had tried to get Paul on one occasion to go in one part of the city. He lived what he preached, to go in the other part of the city, and he didn't go. And then we find out that what was Paul led by when he got on his journey? He says, and when they could not talk him out of it, they could not persuade him, they just stopped talking to him. They just said, the will of the Lord be done. Apparently, it ain't the Lord's will. Amen. If it ain't the Lord's will, amen. And the fact is that God calls us, amen, to do his will. Amen, amen. And it's hard to stay in the will of God. Amen. I wanted to sing that song, I'm going to stay in thy will, but I couldn't get it right for me. But have you heard that song? He said, I'm going to stay in the will of God. He says, but you have need of patience, because doing God's will is something that's difficult. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God. Oh, I'm holding this sermon too long. That ye might receive the promise. We get the blessings when we do the will of God. The safest place to be is in God's will. If you're not in God's will, then you are allowing Satan to play with your life. There used to be a time that people wouldn't even say that they were going to come to work tomorrow. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow. He said, I'll talk to you tonight if it be the Lord's will. Amen. They wouldn't even say anything. But now we don't got to where we don't got, amen, we don't got, amen, besides ourselves. We take God for granted. I remember a long time ago, they just said, if Lord will. They just had on the end of everything, Lord willing, Lord willing, Lord willing, Lord willing. Because they realized that if it's not God, it may not be God's will. Your plans may be interrupted. You may have a future on your agenda, but God may have you leaving here next year. You don't know when God is going to call the roll. And we don't know who's on the roll next. If the Lord's will is living out of humility, is not taking so much for granted, it's not being presumptuous, it's not thinking that because I'm healthy today, I'm going to be healthy tomorrow. Because I got a bank full of money, I'm okay. Because I got a house on the hill, I'm okay. No, no. Your jaw could be twisted and you can be in a nursing home next week. You can be in ICU tonight. Don't get it twisted. Amen. You don't have to be around. Amen. While you're using all this time, taking your own sweet time, you don't have to be. Amen. We ought to praise him. We ought to thank him while we got hands, while we can raise our hands. We could have rolled in this week. Have I got a witness? We could have rolled in last week in a coffin. But God is a merciful God, isn't he? If the Lord will, we shall do this or that. Hey, I'm not going to get beside myself. Amen. Amen. God is concerned about his will. And let me get these wheels on past. He said, amen. God doesn't want us to live the rest of our time in the flesh after the lust of men, but to the will of God. It does not matter what men want. It's what God wants. Have we got a witness? We're not to live the rest of our time. Amen. Not in the flesh, not in fulfilling the flesh and all of its desires, but in the will of God. Why? Because the Bible says, love not the world. Didn't it say it? 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Don't love the people. Don't love the possessions. I mean, don't get hooked on them. We got to love everybody, but don't let your world center around stuff and people. Don't let it happen. Don't fall in love down here, because We're not going to stay here. We all are pilgrims traveling through this barren land. There was a time when they would tell you, the older people would tell you, that I'm just a stranger. That's all I am. I'm traveling through. Amen. It's just like a big airport. Don't get stuck down here on earth. Don't get stuck in Austin. Don't get stuck on people, because I'm headed somewhere. And I can't get sidetracked. I can't get stuck. Have I got a witness? I'm gonna be doing the will of God. He says that you should no longer live, but I got to live according. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that's in the world. 1 John 2:17. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. Is not of the Father, but is of the world. Lust of the eye, everything I can see, I want. I want everything I can see. The lust of the flesh, I want all the pleasure I can get my hands on. I want to eat, I want to greet, I want to do some of anything I can to bring physically pleasure, amen. And then the pride of life, amen. I want to be important. I want to be somebody. I want to be looked up to. I want to be something other than dust. Amen. I want to be a big shot. The pride of life. The Bible says, lusting and finding fulfillment. And notice what it says when you look at 1 John 2:17. It lets you know when it says don't love these things. It says all these things are not of the Father, but they are of the world. Amen. But he that doeth the will of the Father. Amen. Is that what it said? Amen. 1 John 2:17. The world passes away. And the lust, all of it passes. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. If I do the will of God, amen, amen. I'm going, the will of God is abiding. The will of God is long lasting. The will of God, amen, is what's important. The will of God is what we ought to be concerned about. The will of God is permanent, but the things on the earth are going to pass away. So don't get hooked on this world. Don't get hooked on us. Don't get hooked on me. Have we got a witness? Hey, but that songwriter said, baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Amen. A long time ago. Don't get hooked on me. Don't get hooked. Because I'm not going to be here forever. So Jesus came through this world, but he wanted to fulfill God's will. That's why he said, teach me. Amen. Teach me to do thy will. Amen. Because you got to be trained. Some things just don't come natural. You come here selfish, and kids come here trying to get, amen, being selfish, and they don't have to be trained to be selfish. They don't have to be taught to lie, to tell stories. They come here trying to get their way, and you got to be taught to do the will of God. You got to be trained. You got to be disciplined. That's why you got to become a disciple of Jesus. And Jesus, as I close, came and he carried out. How do you know he carried out? He said, the concern is, I'm concerned about God's will. Go over there and get that animal and bring him over here to me. Amen. Because I'm concerned about doing God's will. Are you concerned about doing God's will? Are you concerned about doing your will? Amen. God's will is what's important. God's will is what's going to last. God's will is what's important. And Jesus, the Bible says, amen, came and he was doing God's will. The Bible tells us in verse 38 that the psalmist said, blessed is the king that cometh in the name of the Lord. He says, time to celebrate. What are you celebrating? I'm celebrating obedience. You see, to do God's will, you got to be obedient. And Jesus was concerned about God's will, and he was celebrating. They were celebrating because someone had been obedient to doing God's will. That's when it's time to buy a cake. That's when it's time to light the candle. When somebody is doing God's, it's time then. This is the moment we all been waiting for. Jesus, as he descended from the Mount of Olives, riding on that donkey. Amen. Never been ridden before. They all took their clothes and they made a road and they put all their coats off and they laid it in from the Mount of Mount Olivet all the way into the walled city of Jerusalem. And they took these palm leaves that Sister McBride brought us and they waved them and sang, "Victory, save now, Hosanna," which means save now. Hosanna, Hosanna, this is the Messiah that we've been waiting on. Here comes our King. Oh, but as I close, a lot of people ain't happy about God's will. Because we know what happened, don't we? There are those who won't commit. Amen. Some are concerned and they'll celebrate and it's time to celebrate. But there are those who won't commit. I'm not committing to the will of God. I'm not committed to it. I'm not committed to doing things his way. I'm just not in on it. I'm just not interested in it. I just ain't trying to hear it. I don't want to do God's will. And who were they? The Bible says the Pharisees. Lo and behold, the folk that's supposed to be so religious that were leading the people were the main ones, the Pharisees, said, "Master, rebuke thy disciples. Make them shut up calling you king. We don't want to hear God's will. You can't be our king. You're not doing what we want you to do. You're not carrying out our will. We want you to do what we want you to do. We want you to come in on a stallion. Yeah.